Ricky, never had a great record against Chesham, have we really? And once again, they showed they're quite a decent side. We battled hard, but nothing got out of the game, really.
Yeah, positives were, again, we didn't concede from open play. That's three consecutive games, although, you know, we obviously... I thought for long periods we got outplayed. They passed the ball around really, really well, played the formation very well. The wide men come into really good areas. The fullbacks go nice and high, and it's actually very difficult to stop them from moving the ball. And when they get it right, they're a very good side. But for as much as the possession they had, you know, we stayed in the game, and the first goal was a corner, and the second one direct from a wide free kick that good delivery, but evaded everyone and goes in at the back post, which they happen, but you know, yeah. you can't do too much about it. But no, look, I thought the lads worked really hard, and for as much as you probably look at the scoreline, and it's another game where we've failed to score, you know, back-to-back games. Dunstable, we didn't look like scoring. Today we had 3, 4, 5 really good chances, and on another day we could have scored. Probably needed to score when we were, I thought, the first 15 minutes when DK had the two efforts, Draycott had his chance as well, and Luke Warner-Reed his effort. You know, at that point at 0-0, probably needed to score when we were on top. And you know, if you score when you're on top, massive, you know, your chances of not losing the game go up quite a considerable amount. And then when you go behind, it's always difficult because you're chasing the game. But look, some of them have played another 90 minutes. You know, Luke Warner-Reed has now played 5 consecutive 90 minutes in the space of what, 14 days. It's ridiculous.
It's wearing,
but
very well.
And you know, Daniel Moyes, again, we wanted to rest him today, and we had to bring Charlie Diaf off early because with a suspected broken arm, he's gone off to hospital. So Daniel Moyes has had to play again. He's played back-to-back 90 minutes and then had to get through 75 minutes today, and it's tough. It's tough on the players, and you look around and they've got to do it all again on Thursday.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we're back here Thursday.
Yeah, you know, we'll have a look at the squad. But now, look, proud of what they've done. I think they've... The last 3 games or so, they've acquitted themselves really, really well.
Yeah, that's a hard end of the season, really, isn't it? But only 2 to go now, mate.
Yeah, and do you know what? It's Basingstoke Thursday, they're a very good footballing side, and they'll move it around and they'll make us work. And you know, I anticipate that being another physically demanding game, and I expect us to probably spend long periods out of possession as well. So it's going to be tiring on the players, and then Saturday against the champions, you know, hopefully it'll be an opportunity for us to, you know, to see how far we have come, because I remember going there early in the season and getting absolutely bopped, and I don't think we touched the ball more than 15 times. So just be, you know, I just want us to enjoy the last 2 games, and I think if the players enjoy it, they'll perform better. And you know, although we lost tonight, I thought the players done themselves proud.
Yeah, okay, mate, thank you very much.
Cheers.